is 5:36, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskin reporter. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Andy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Falcons 24, Redskins 17, but that really wasn't the big story. The big story is all about RG3. What is the very latest you have on that?
Well, a lot of people are optimistic as a humongous moving truck drives by me. A lot of people are optimistic at Redskins Park today because Griffin was around the facility, seemed like he was asymptomatic, no dizziness, nausea, or headaches. So that's a very good sign. He's going to continue to undergo tests today and tomorrow. If he passes his tests today while he's at rest, he has to go through concussion tests tomorrow after exertion. And if he remains asymptomatic after those, then he'll be cleared to practice on Wednesday, and he can prepare for the Vikings game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when he came off the field yesterday, I understood when they asked him a few questions, he really was a little disoriented, which indicated that he wasn't going back in the game, right?
Exactly, and that's what ended up happening. That at first, the Redskins trainers asked him what quarter it was and what the score was. He knew the answer. And then three or four minutes later, they asked him again, and he didn't know the answer. So that immediately told the Redskins that, you know, something was wrong. He obviously suffered a head injury from, you know, what you could see from the hit. And at that point, the concussion protocol takes over. They took him back to the locker room and ran some tests, determined he did have a concussion. And from there, he's now got to pass through, you know, these other rounds of tests, show he's asymptomatic before he can play again. You know, the NFL is really trying to you know, protect players here and at least implement some sort of system to make sure that some of these horrible concussions just don't go mistreated or misdiagnosed or anything like that.
Yeah, but you know, here's a guy when he sees the goal line. When he sees the goal line, he's gonna go for it. You know, he's not the type that's gonna, you know, kick back and run out of bounds if he thinks he can get another yard or two. And I think that is something that he's already learning that he may have to curtail or at least back off a little bit on.
I don't think there's any question about that. And overall, if you're Griffin and you're the Redskins, you're hoping that this ends up being an experience that is going to help him grow and that maybe you look back on in 10 years and say, remember that time he got hit and he was much better after that and he stayed healthy and everything was okay. But for now, you know, look at it, it's his fifth game and he takes a shot like this. It's not the first vicious shot he's taken. Remember, he had concussion tests after taking a shot against Cincinnati, and he passed on the field, so he was allowed to go back in the game. But this is a recurring theme. You know, we've started to see this as he is running with the ball. So we'll have to see how he responds in the coming weeks. But obviously, you know, the first thing that the Redskins care about is his health.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins comes in, makes a great connection to Moss for a TD. Looked good, and then it went bad, right?
That was a little bit of a tease, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
sure was.
And hits that third and nine deep, and it looks like maybe Cousins is going to come in with a little bit of his own magic. But he really forced a couple throws there after that. The game got away from him. Cousins, you know, you talk about learning experiences. He said that his play in the fourth quarter will serve as a learning experience, but it's stuff that cost the Redskins a win or at least contributed to them losing that game. So he'll compete for the starting job with Rex Grossman if Robert Griffin can't go, but I think the team is very optimistic that Griffin's going to be able to play.
Yeah. There were some great moments in the game yesterday, though. Ryan Kerrigan's interception, that was hilarious. Great runs by Morris, Garcon's one-handed grab. I mean, there were some really good things happening.
Yeah, and the thing with the Redskins is they'll have these flashes of greatness, and then they just can't put it together. You'll have a play like Kerrigan's interception return for a touchdown offset by a missed 31-yard field goal.
Yeah.
And the Redskins just can't put it all together. They have some good plays. You know, they covered well in the first half, but ultimately they were, you know, they gave up something like 53% of third downs in the game, and they were only one of nine on third downs on offense. So there's too many problems that keep popping up, and if it's not one thing, it's another. It's like the whack-a-mole. You fix one problem and something else pops up.
Yeah. That first field goal attempt by Cundiff, the one that you mentioned, 31 yards, missed it. The look on Shanahan's face, I saw him on the sideline. I thought that guy was going to be gone by halftime.
Well, if he could have, he didn't have to finish the game with a kicker, maybe he would have been. You know, the Redskins will audition a few kickers here tomorrow, and it wouldn't be surprising in the least if Billy Cundiff is replaced. You just can't miss two 31-yarders And when you have a kick like yesterday that changed the momentum of that game so clearly, the reaction is going to be pretty clear. So I think Cundiff had his opportunity and really did not make the most of it.
All right, so what's Gano doing? Sitting around?
He's sitting around, but he is not on the list to work out, it appears. So I think if Mike Shanahan went back to Gano, it would be a pretty clear admission that he made the wrong decision there. And I think the Redskins know what they have in Gano. They're going to try out some other guys and maybe see where that takes them.
Yeah. Anybody come to mind that stands out?
Yeah, Lindo Mare and Josh Brown are a couple of veterans that fans might recognize their name. Kai Forbath is a second-year kicker out of UCLA who won the Lou Groza Award for being the best kicker in college. So an award Graham Gano won when he was at Florida State. So they'll have an interesting competition. There are some good kickers out there, and I think any one of the guys that comes in here tomorrow will at least vow that they can make a 31-yarder.
Yeah. All right, any other injuries besides RG3 we need to be concerned with?
Well, Mike Shanahan said that safety Brandon Merriweather will be out an additional 4 weeks.
Ooh.
Because of that left knee sprain that he exacerbated during that pregame collision for the Tampa Bay game. So that's bad news for the Redskins. They're going to be without him a month, and they'll have to keep rotating those safeties. And again, it was a problem yesterday. The personnel in the secondary hasn't been playing a complete game. You know, they've covered well in stretches, and they did so yesterday. I thought overall the secondary covered very, very well, but just enough mistakes, enough misplays that it ends up being costly.
Yeah. All right. So they lose. They're now 2-3. Atlanta's gone. Minnesota coming to town. And I guess we'll talk more about that as we get into the end of the week. But Minnesota, just the whole picture, how do they stack up this year?
I believe they had a bye yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm so locked into the Redskins. But Christian Ponder's playing very well. They won. So they're at 4-1 then. You know, Adrian Peterson returns to FedEx Field where he suffered his knee injury last year at the end of the season. And that's a Vikings team that looks like it's made a big step forward. So kind of leaving the Redskins behind there when you're talking about the teams that finished at the bottom of the league last year. And, you know, we'll have to see all week. You know, we'll be monitoring Robert Griffin's progress because if he can't play, it completely changes the dynamic of this team, obviously.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, we'll check in with you on Friday. Thanks, Rich.
All right, Andy.
See you. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. And, of course, Redskins lose to the Falcons, 24-17.